Hello, everybody. Welcome to In the Know with Sally O'Cordy. Today, my honored guest is Deanna Spingola. She has a radio program on RBN, or Republic Broadcast Network, and it's called Spingola Speaks. And this is the best of Spingola Speaks because she's going to tell us about her most riveting interviews. I'm very eager about this. Hello, Deanna. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Well, this has been a dream of mine, interviewing interviewers. May I ask you how you came to do radio shows?
Well, let's see. I was writing a book, which turned out to be actually three books. It turned out to be my trilogy. And I was kind of at the end of that project, and I'd been writing on various websites since 2005, and I listened to RBN, had been a guest on RBN numerous times, and so I thought, gosh, I think I could probably do a radio program. So I called up John Stadtmiller, the owner of RBN, and suggested that he was not well that women were not well represented there on his network, and that I thought that he needed a woman broadcaster. And then I said that I thought that I could do a good job, and so he gave me a stint on Saturday night from 9 to 11, and I'm a morning person. I get up sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning, and by 9 o'clock at night I'm ready to go to bed. But I thought, okay, well, I'll do this. And so the first couple of weeks, I tried to take a nap during the day, and I don't nap during the day ever. So anyway, I did that for probably, 3 or 4 weeks. And then he asked me if I would like to take a daytime spot, and I said, absolutely. So he gave me an hour a day, 5 days a week. And that's how I got into radio. And so I've been on the radio for almost 6 whole years. It'll be 6 years in October.
And so you're every day of the weekdays, Monday through Friday, at what time?
Not anymore. I'm back to one program a week on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m., which is in the afternoon. Which is fine. It's fine. I did the Monday through Friday stint, and actually he increased it to 2 hours, and I did that for, up until March of 2015. I believe it's March of 2015. And then he brought in somebody, and so he actually brought in somebody without telling me until after he did it. But it was because I was talking about something that probably wasn't very popular. So, anyway,
Well, could I ask you the name of your book, please? The title of
okay,
your book?
Okay, excuse me. I have a cough. Anyway, my books. Excuse me.
You sound just like me. I cough on my program regularly, so thank you for not allowing me to be the only one to do that.
Well, I just have this cough. It's awful. And I believe it's diet-related.
Well, I will tell everybody that Christina England invited me to join her on Deanna Spingola's program, which I was so honored to be on your show, and I want to thank you for that. And but as I say, this is the fulfillment of a dream. Getting someone like Deanna, who interviews people on a myriad of subjects, to speak about her best interviews. I don't even know where I'd start personally. I have three shows on one interview, vaccination. But I don't even know where I'd start to pick the best, although some do remain in my mind. So I'm buying time till you think you might be ready to speak, Deanna.
Okay. Anyway, my three books are The Ruling Elite, and it's three books, The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Number two in the series, in the trilogy, is The Ruling Elite, The Zionist Seizure of World Power. And the third one is The Ruling Elite, Death, Destruction, and Domination. And then I have a fourth book entitled Screening Sandy Hook, Causes and Consequences. And that just came out in February of last year. And anyway, I have there's a lot of things that we can't do anything about. We are a corporatocracy. We have been since shortly after the so-called Civil War. And so there are a lot of things that big corporations do that we cannot prevent. There's nothing that we can do about it. And a long time ago, I learned that you cannot change anyone but yourself. You can change the way you respond to people, but you cannot change other people. You can't change corporations. You can have an effect. You can boycott their products. You can do all kinds of things like that. But you do have choices when it comes to healthcare. And so I do a lot of programs and have done a lot of programs on healthcare, on mind control, and that kind of thing. Now, my very, very first guest in 2010, and it was Saturday, November 6th, I believe he may have been my third guest. But anyway, because I did start in October, let's see. Anyway, Stephen Jacobson was my guest in October, and he was just a fabulous, fabulous guest. He talked about mind control, which is very interesting. It's a very interesting topic, and it's something that we all need to know about because we are all vulnerable to mind control and propaganda, and so we need to become critical thinkers. Now, our mothers, bless their hearts, our mothers, hardly any mother ever teaches their children to be critical thinkers, because moms like their children to accept their ideas and to accept their whatever they say. They don't say, oh, son, daughter, when you go to school, you have to question everything. You have to really think about what you're being taught, and you have to question things. They never teach you to do that. And so we are all subject to mind control. And so Stephen Jacobson, who recently wrote a book, he revised the book that he wrote. And but anyway, that was one of my first programs. And then when I went to the Monday through Friday spot, which began actually just November 8th, 2010, is when I went to the Monday through Friday spot, and I talked about NAFTA. Oftentimes, I didn't have a guest, but I had people like Gordon Duff, and I had Geraldine Perry, I had Michael Hoffman, B. Michael Hoffman, I had Michael Murphy, the co-producer of What in the World Are They Spraying? And that's something that, hey, if we know that they're spraying something, then we can exercise some sort of control over this. When we go out, we can, we can elect not to go out when we see those planes flying overhead. Now it's going to drop to the ground, but at least we're aware of the dangers. And I had I talked to a gentleman by the name of Matthew O'Brien, and this was on November 23rd, and I had read something about him, and he talked to the listeners about the people who lived in the big drains underneath the streets in Las Vegas. You know, one of the richest places, well, one of the sparkliest places in the world, And there are people, homeless people, who are actually have set up housekeeping in those storm drains. And it was mind-blowing to discover so many homeless people. And then another guest that I've had is Beverly K. Ekman, who talks about mind control, who talks about people who frame the debate. Now, we need to understand that when an event occurs, that the first people who give their conclusions, who say what happened, are the people that are going to be remembered. They are going to, listeners or whoever's listening to them, they're going to remember the first things they heard about a particular event, even though it might be propaganda and false information. For instance, we after 9/11, and they certainly did have an operation in damage control operation in place before 9/11, because they knew that there would be people who would say, "Oh, come on, you mean people with box cutters actually hit those buildings and they caused fire to the point that the towers came down and Building 7 came down? You're really going to believe that?" And there are people that still believe that. But they knew, the government knew, and of course the government certainly had a big hand in this, and the government knew that there would be skeptics, that there would be people who were critically thinking about the event who would say, "I don't believe that. Those buildings would never come down because of fire. There was a fire in the North Tower in 1975. It was very limited. They made several adjustments. The fire didn't bring down the buildings." Okay, so they had to have Operation Damage Control in place to gear to frame the debate, to say, "Oh, no, those buildings, it was a controlled demolition, that's what it was." So that you would never go beyond thinking, "Oh, controlled demolition, yes, that's what it was." So anyway, the very first things you hear are not always the truth. They are Operation Damage Control. They frame the debate and tell you what to think, and they tell you what to think and for how long to think it. You have any questions? I don't want to do
well,
all the talking.
I do know that after living in New York after 10 years, I had just ran out of patience with people who thought that this was, you know, as you say, some guys with box cutters. There comes a time when the truth is available, and nobody, or at least other scenarios, are available for you, anyone who is willing to think, you know. And
exactly.
I mean, critically think, because critical thinking would be a dream come true. But just thinking, you know. And I don't know if you ever saw that movie, Why We Fight. That is a very important movie. They had hecklers in the movie theater. They had people there to laugh constantly during the showing. It was unbelievable.
Sure. That's how they do it.
Exactly. I'll continue, because we only have 45 minutes, which is why I'm not interrupting you.
Oh, okay. So then I had B. Billy Mars, who talked about the American Holocaust. We often hear about this supposed Holocaust in Europe during World War II. But during the Depression, 7.5 million people in this country died. They died of starvation. Many of them got on trains going west, and they just never made it. 7.5 million people. Interesting, huh?
I have never heard that. I've never heard that. Thank you for bringing this up.
Yes, it's a fact. Okay, another person that I found very, very interesting, and I've talked to Dar Jamal, about what's going on in the Middle East, which is very fascinating. I've talked to one of my favorite guests has always been Clint Richardson, who talks about the Corporation Nation, which is a fabulous, fabulous film. Dr. Kayla Daniel, she wrote The Whole Story of Soy, a fabulous, fabulous book that everyone needs to read because basically it tells you that soy, and soy is in a lots and lots of products, is really, it's an endocrine disruptor. It will destroy your, it makes little boys develop breasts when they go into puberty. It is very, very destructive. Now people in the United States say, oh, but they eat it in the Orient, they eat it in China. Well, no, they don't eat it the way that it is eaten here. They don't make milk out of it. They don't make soy nuts out of it. They don't put it in everything. They don't, edamame, which is the actual soy bean, they don't eat that stuff over there. They eat it on a very limited basis, and it's always fermented. Always, always, always. And it's very, very limited, limited basis. I've talked to Allison Ware, who is What Americans Don't Know, let's see. Wonderful, wonderful talk. I've talked to Catherine Austin Fitz, which was a wonderful interview. Dr. Nancy Banks, who is terrific, absolutely terrific doctor. And she's got a couple books. She's got one coming out here probably in July. But she talks about diamonds and war and medicine. And remember that I said that there are some things that we get to make decisions about and some things we have no control over. We do have control over what we choose to put into our body. We have control, and that means whether you're taking a pharmaceutical drug or whether you're considering vaccines. Those are decisions that we get to make. Even though the government has limited the choices that parents can make regarding vaccines, because there should be exemptions. There should be a philosophical exemption, a medical exemption, and a religious exemption. But, for instance, in California, they are taking away all of those exemptions, which is terrible. It is absolutely terrible. And the Obamacare, what people refer to as Obamacare, is just making it even more difficult. In fact, Obamacare is a culmination of the digitization of medical records. And people and the medical industry say, oh, but if you're traveling and you get sick, then all the person has to do, all the doctor has to do is look at your records and anywhere that you go. Well, how many of us actually get really violently ill or sick when we travel and have to go to the hospital? I mean, seriously, has that ever happened to you? It hasn't happened to me. So, anyway, this digital...
I'm just talking to my father once, period, you know, of all the people
okay.
I know. And that's it.
Yeah.
Just one person out of all the people I know.
Yeah. And that is
very tracking our medical records is a huge issue. Just came back from the National Vaccine Advisory Committee meeting, and they're talking about chipping all the children and enforcing through the Department of Homeland Security adult vaccination. So this is extremely real.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, I called for a moratorium on vaccination. I was the lone person from the public who did and who spoke, and I represented Dr. Vera Scheidner and her scientific explanation of vaccinations, which culminated in my calling for a moratorium. Yeah.
Wow. I've interviewed her. Fabulous, fabulous, wonderful, wonderful woman, and such a voice for the anti-vaccine community. And there are a lot of people out there.
If you haven't already interviewed Dr. Martini, I just interviewed her yesterday, and although normally she speaks solely about aspartame, which is, you know, several interviews right there, yesterday she spoke about iatrogenesis and the scopes that they're putting down your throat and up your rear, and the fact that they're carrying E. coli and people are dying of E. coli in the blood as a result, and they've known this for 7 years. So I just want you to interview her.
Okay. Right. I interviewed her in March, on March 3rd of 2011 for the first time, and have had her on the program several times. Now, you said that, okay, you're talking about a colonoscopy and what do they call it, an endoscopy?
Whatever the scope they put down your throat and in your colon, right. And
right,
they cannot clean them, which is why they are carriers. And why they're carriers is getting in the blood and they're dying, a tremendous amount of people are.
Right. The colonoscopy at the end of them cost $27,000. And because of the optical parameters, the optical technology that is used, they can't clean them. They can't use a brush on them. They can't do anything with them. Yeah, we've had programs on that too. Gosh. Another person I've had on a frequent basis is Dr. Paul Byrne. And he talks about organ donations and the fact that you do not want to be an organ donor. You have to understand that when you are an organ donor, that they cannot take that. Everybody thinks that you die and then they harvest your organs. No. If you die within 5 minutes, none of your vital organs are worth anything. And this is the vital organs. They can take tissue, they can take bone, they can take a lot of other things. But they cannot take your vital organs, your kidneys, your heart, anything like that. And so when they are harvesting a person who is an organ donor, they are alive. They are paralyzed with a drug. They can feel themselves being cut, but they cannot do anything because they are paralyzed. And the last thing they take out is the heart. They always have the recipients lined up so that they can receive those organ donations.
Wow.
And that,
oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this is very interesting you say that, and I'll tell you why. There was a couple whose child was given 29 doses of vaccines by 5 months and 8 right before she was rushed to the hospital. And the doctor asked the parents if he could basically harvest the child's organs. And they were not sure they were not sure the child was dead, which you are now telling me she was not. And,
you can't be dead and have your organs harvested. You cannot be dead.
Well, listen to this. I will say this very swiftly because I want you to get back. But so they didn't know if their child was dead or not, but now I know. And so they said no. And the doctor said, well, you must have shaken your baby. And the couple was arrested right there. So talk about orchestrating something. Talk about, oh, my God. So this is so much worse than I even thought.
Wow. Wow. Well, okay, another guest that I've had on, Dr. Judy Wood, who talks about directed energy. And they do have directed energy. They use it in the Middle East against the so-called enemy, the people that the U.S. military and the British military are fighting against. They use directed energy weapons. In fact, your microwave is a form of directed energy. And so she is a wonderful, wonderful guest. Let's see, just going down. Randy Engel, fabulous, fabulous guest. In fact, she is the one that introduced me to Dr. Paul Byrne. And she recently came out with a book, The Right R-I-T-E of Sodomy. It's actually more than one book. It's several books talking about the Catholic Church and their problems with some of the priests in the Catholic Church. And I'm sure that you probably, everybody's aware of those problems. Let's see, who else I've talked to? Barbara Honegger, Glendine Grant. I talked to her one of the times I talked to her was in 2011, and I recently had her on the program again. Her daughter was a victim of sexual trafficking. Her daughter was taken, and she's still missing. And anyway, I had her on the program. It's the 10th anniversary, and it was heartbreaking. I mean, imagine your child not knowing where your child is, but knowing that your child is who knows what is happening.
You have to interview Dr. Carley if you have not already about all of this in terms of her own child and her own family. And her child was autistic on top of it.
Okay, I've talked to Pam Colleen, who is a writer out of Canada. She's written a couple of books. Wonderful, wonderful
book. I've got Christina
here.
Hold on just a second.
Oh, I love Christina.
Hi, Christina. I'm on with Deanna Spingola. Would you like to say hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you? Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
How are you? Now, Christine is a wonderful guest.
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Yes, she's just written three articles, completely different articles, that I'm hoping to interview her about. But, yes, Deanna is on the line. I'm thrilled to say thank you so much for the introduction, Christina.
That's okay. She's a very good friend of mine.
Well,
yes.
Have a great time, Deanna.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit, Christina. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye for now.
She is a wonderful, wonderful guest. And the things she does for the people that she helps, oh, my goodness. I mean, she just devotes her entire life to helping others, to helping parents. And she's got some sad stories about people who were convicted of murdering their child. I don't want to even talk about it.
The couple I just told you about, she and I both interviewed before they were going in for their trial the night before. This couple is now dead.
Right. Yes.
I don't know the real story behind why they are dead. I do know what the mainstream media says, but I don't know the real story.
I think they committed suicide.
That's what they say, but honestly, the person who was reported kept hashtagging baby killers, okay? So this was someone who obviously was pointing the finger at them for their child's 29 doses through the age of 5 months demise.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, we will get back to your all the many people and all the many subjects. And I would like very much if you would say that the key points that you learned from these people, why these interviews were so valuable to you.
Okay, well, I won't go back and try and recap, but definitely talking to anybody about vaccines, and I was anti-vaccine. I should have been anti-vaccine when I was a child. Because I think everybody, whether they recognize it or not, has vaccine damages. I have vaccine damages. And when I look, when you look back over your medical history, and you might have whether it's fibrocystic breast or ovarian cysts or eczema, which I, all three of those things I've had, thin hair. I mean, just all of these things. You think, oh gosh, you know, this is very, you know, that's what happens when you get vaccines, and it also occurs if you don't have enough iodine, which I've also interviewed Lynn Farrow on her iodine book, which is, she's very, very good guest. Very good guess.
So that would be a good way to prevent vaccines from having them causing the maximum damage would be to take iodine?
Well, if you take, okay, if you take iodine, you're going to get rid of the fluoride in your body. See, there's a whole bunch of things that displace iodine. Every single cell in your body needs iodine, particularly your thyroid. And If you eat bread, which now has bromine, see, they used to put iodine in the bread. Years ago, they took the iodine out and they replaced it with bromine, which displaces iodine in your body. If you get a new car, if you get new carpet, if you get new clothes, those clothes often have bromine in them. And so you need to have iodine. You need to take supplemental iodine in order to operate, in order for your body, your thyroid to work better, in order for, well, every cell in your body. And so that was another great guess.
What foods, if any, contain iodine or are iodine-rich, did she mention?
She has, well, if you go to just Google or use the search engine, iodine-rich foods. You know, dark green vegetables. There are some sea animals, you know, shrimp and that kind of thing that have iodine. But if you don't eat meat, which brings us to another guest that I had on recently, Dr. Thomas Rogers. He doesn't go by doctor anymore, but he's a former pathologist. And in fact, I need to give him a call. But anyway, he's helping me get over my cough. My cough is because of my diet. And since I've made some dietary changes, my cough is not as bad. Okay, some other people I've had. Philip Turney. Now, Phil Turney, the first time I interviewed him was June 8th. Very significant date, June 8th, 2011. And that was the, I hate to call it anniversary, but that is the day in 1967 that the Israeli state bombed the USS Liberty. And had it not been for the good graces of God, that ship would have sunk to the bottom of the sea. And what they wanted to do was blame it on Egypt and so that they could go to war in the Middle East. And that was on June 8th, 67. But you don't hear that in the news. You don't hear about how the state of Israel bombed a U.S. ship. And
did they successfully blame that on Egypt? Do you know?
No. No.
They didn't.
Because hardly anybody knows about it. Because the U.S. government covered it up. Yeah, the U.S. government covered everything up. And
I didn't know if they successfully blamed it on Egypt. You know, they do this all the time. The Senate just passed a bill saying that you can sue the Saudi government for 9/11 attacks.
Exactly. Now, another person that I interviewed is Dave McGowan, and he talked about the real Hollywood music stars. And talked about the music scene. And Laurel Canyon. Oh, my gosh. Was he an amazing guest. He recently passed away.
I want to hear about the music scene. Please, Phil. What's going on in Hollywood with the music scene?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I was never into music at all. I just never got into it. I was more classical music. I was kind of nerdy. But Dave McGowan does an expose on Laurel Canyon. If you just Google his name, McGowan, M-C, capital G-O-W-A-N, he talks about, that was really kind of an operation. It was let's grab the attention of all the kids. Let's get them into drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
And he talks all about that. It's amazing. It's an amazing story. But as I say, he did recently pass away. So, which is a shame.
Well, there's a lot about Hollywood and the exploitation of the young actors regarding pedophilia, et cetera. And all the people are starting to talk now. They are starting to talk now.
Okay, talking about pedophilia, David Schurter is another recent guest that I had on, and I think I was kind of in a state of shock. We do not realize how many very important people are pedophiles. We're talking about the rich and famous, and that was so explosive for me that I
are you there? Okay. Well, our guest has dropped. Let me see if I can get her on Skype. Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to get Deanna on Skype. Let's see if it works. Ringing now. Oh, no, she didn't pick up.
Hello? I'm sorry, I'm away from Skype right now.
Okay. Well, anyway, I will call in Christina instead. Let's talk to Christina. We are waiting for Christina now. I'm hoping she will speak about her latest article, if not two others. I don't know that we have time. Oh, don't tell me she's not picking up either. Well, I will tell you what her latest articles are about, because let me tell you, really good stuff. Oh, dear. Okay, so it appears I have missed Christina as well. Okay, well, here are her latest articles. I just finished speaking with Deanna Spingola, and she is on Republic Broadcast Network, or RBN, and she's on once a week on Saturdays around 3 o'clock. I believe she said 3 to 5. Check it out. Check out the schedule on RBN for Spingola Speaks. And also her website is directly under the screen for this radio program, and it is Spingola, it's www.spingola.com. So you can look up her tremendous archive. This woman is remarkable, I have to tell you, and she's been doing it actually a shorter period of time than I have, but I see that she is just, run the gamut of important issues on her show. Everybody who knows me knows I only talk about vaccines, and crazy enough, there's so much to talk about. Let us take Christina's most recent articles. The latest one she has is that a Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts opens the legal door to retry all shaken baby syndrome convictions. Oh, okay, hold on. Okay, I'll try to call her now. Deanna, I'm calling Deanna now. Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
It's too late for you to call back into the show after the half hour mark. So let, no. But we're still on air. So you have enough. Right. No. That's right. After the half hour mark, you can't. But let me just say that you have 5 minutes remaining. So please proceed.
All right. Well, I was talking about David Schroeder, and there is a satanic cult, and it's awful what is occurring to children. And David Schroeder was a victim of the pedophiles. His parents were involved in this, and program that I did on April 1st, 2016, and as I mentioned, anybody that wants to listen to the most recent programs may do so at SpingolaSpeaks.net, just SpingolaSpeaks.net, and right up at the top of the page, you can choose what you want to listen to, whether you want to listen to some of my specials. I did also have a program on Blog Talk Radio, which is list specials. I also have a program on American Free Press. And most of the recent programs are there. Another person that is a favorite of mine and whom I learned a lot from is Stefan Verstappen. And he also talks about mind control. Another person I think is very valuable to listen to is Dr. Linda Lagerman. Delightful, delightful person. She works for CCHR, and which is the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And she was a fabulous guest. I've had her on several times. And she talked about the most recent thing that she was talking about was electroshock therapy that they are trying to organize against children. They want to start giving children. Not only are they trying to vaccinate them and put in, but they also want to electroshock them. Isn't that amazing?
Well, this was a tremendous failure in adults. I mean, this was known to be a tremendous failure in adults. So the fact that they're trying it now on children they will do anything to cover up the vaccine injury, even if they have to further persecute these children.
Exactly. But they now call it electroconvulsive therapy. They call it ECT. ECT. It doesn't sound like the electroconvulsive. It's just ECT. And a lot of parents will go along with whatever their doctors say, whether they're talking about donating organs, whether they're talking about vaccines, whether they're talking about putting little 3-month-old kids on antipsychotic drugs. And believe it or not, they're doing that.
They're doing that a lot. Boy, are they ever. These children are so drugged.
A lot of it. I'm talking about kids who are under the age of 12 months. What parent in their right mind would allow a doctor to prescribe an antipsychotic drug for a 3-month-old baby?
Well, with 37 doses through the age of 12 months.
So, I guess that's why I concentrate on health so much, because we can, thus far, we do have a choice. We do have a choice. And with people like you, people like Christina, and others, maybe there will be more people who will be more educated and can make that choice to fight against that. And I think probably some of the most interesting people that I've had on have been the people who have vaccines. And as you mentioned, Dr. Martini, about aspartame. We can choose what foods we want to eat. Another guest, his favorite of mine is Tony Pantel-Resto. He's from Canada, and he talks about some of the same things, vaccines, what we can do to help ourselves. Rather than run to the doctor, we can actually cure ourselves. And doctors never use the word cure.